Our next two tracks, well, they're sort of connected. In 1847, when we had a very bad famine in our country and lots of people emigrated, a lot of them went from the rural parts of Ireland, went to America. Some of them, when they got to New York, stayed in New York. Others moved on to Chicago and then out to the Midwest and out to the West Coast eventually. But a lot of them stayed in New York. And New York became, well, sort of a little Ireland, you see, because, well, they got jobs in the police force, in the fire service, they got jobs working in the city. Here's a very young sounding Dermot O'Brien. He must have recorded it a long time ago, entitled When New York Was Irish.
Oh, I'd sing you a song of days long ago, when people from Galway and the County Mayo and all over Ireland came over to stay and take up a new life in America. They were ever so happy, they were ever so sad, to grow old in a new world through good times and bad. All the parties and weddings, the Cayleys and the Wakes, when New York was Irish, full of joys and heartbreaks. We worked on the subways, we ran the saloons, we built all the bridges, we played all the tunes, we put out the fires and controlled City Hall. We started with nothing and wound up with it all. They were never so happy, they were ever so sad, to grow old in a new world through good times and bad. All the parties and weddings, the Cayleys and the Wakes, when New York was Irish, full of joys and heartbreaks. You could travel from Kingsbridge to Queens or Midtown, from Highbridge to Baybridge, from uptown to down, from the east side to the seaside, sweet summer scenes. Oh, we made New York City our island of dreams. They were ever so happy, they were ever so sad, to grow old in a new world through good times and bad. All the parties and the weddings, the Cayleys and the Wakes, when New York was Irish, full of joys and heartbreak. I look on the photographs, brittle with time, of the people I cherished when the city was mine. Oh, how I loved all those radiant smiles, how I longed for the days when we danced in the aisles. They were ever so happy, they were ever so sad, to grow old in a new world through good times and bad. All the parties and weddings, the Kayleys and Wakes, when New York was Irish, full of joys and tambourines. When New York was Irish, full of joys and tambourines.
Now, that wasn't a great recording, I will appreciate that, but a recording of a song that was recorded live by Dermot O'Brien and When New York Was Irish. Now, my good friends, it's a delightful time for me because I'm going to play for you a track by Anne-Marie O'Riordan. Now, this is the girl I've been, well, raving about for the past couple of Sounds Irish programmes, and I've found out a little more about the young lady. She's from County Cork, and she's made quite a number of albums. She started singing in what we call Feischeol, which are music festivals, and she... Well, believe it or not, one of our idols was Dolores Keane, and you know how I feel about Dolores Keane. And I'm going to give you, it's a rather long track, I'll warn you on this, but it's a beautiful song. She has a lovely way of turning her voice, which really appeals to me. She's singing Éireann Grá Macree, Ireland of My Love. I love my Ireland. Ireland, it's a sort of endearing song about Ireland. Here's Anne-Marie O'Riordan.
Oh, the Éireann Grá Macree, you're that dear old land to me. You're the fairest that mine eyes did e'er behold. You're the land Saint Patrick blessed. You're the bright star of the west. You're that dear little isle so far away. At the setting of the sun, when my long day's work was done, I rambled down the seashore for a walk, and I, being all alone, I sat down upon a stone for to gaze upon the scenes of New York. Oh, the name from the Cree, you're the dear old land to me. You're the fairest that mine eyes have ever seen. And if ever I go home, it's from you I never will roam. You're my own native land. The tar fire burning bright on the cold dark winter's night, and the snowflakes falling gently to the ground. When St. Patrick's Day has come, my thoughts will carry me home to that deep so far away. Oh, the Éireann Grá Macree, you're the dear old land to me. You're the fairest that mine eyes have ever seen. You're the land St. Patrick blessed. You're that dear little isle so far away. my mother's heart. Will I ever see my dear ones anymore? Not until my bones are laid on that cold and silent grave in my own native land. Dear old land to me, you're the fairest that mine eyes have ever seen. And if ever I go home, it from you I never will roam. You're my own native land, so far away. My own native land, so far away.
Oh, isn't she beautiful? That was a lovely, haunting, lilting sound of Anne-Marie O'Riordan, Odin Éireann Grá Mo Cruí. Grá Mo Cruí actually means love of my heart. And that was absolutely wonderful. And the backing, I love the arrangement of the backing. And as I said a couple of weeks ago, we'll be hearing a lot of Anne-Marie O'Riordan on Sounds Irish. Now, Dublin. Dublin is like any other capital city. Right. But Dublin has a sort of an air of its own as well. Now, I've been lucky because I've lived in Dublin and I've visited many capital cities around the world. But I still think that maybe I'm biased. I still think that Dublin is my favourite capital city. And there's one part of Dublin that really appeals to me. It's a shopping area. It's a pedestrian shopping area called Grafton Street. And at the top of Grafton Street, there's what we call Stephen's Green, which is a sort of a park area, a wonderful, well, it's full of flowers and scenery of sort of plants and fauna and stuff. And at the same time, it's part of a capital city. And this is where this song brings it all home to me. It's the Paddy Riley recording of a song called The Dublin Saunter. It was originally done, and I think I've played the original on Sounds Irish before, by Noel Purcell. Dublin can be heaven, with coffee at 11 and a walk down Stephen's Green. There's no need to hurry, there's no need to worry. You're a king and the lady is a queen. Here is Paddy Riley.
I've been north and I've been south, I've been east and west. I've been just a rolling stone. Yet there's one place on this earth I've always liked the best. Just a little town I call my own. For Dublin can be heaven, with coffee at 11 and a stroll in Stephen's Green. There's no need to hurry, there's no need to worry, you're a king and the lady's a queen. Grafton Street's a wonderland, there's magic in the air, there's diamonds in the lady's eyes and gold dust in her hair. And if you don't believe me, come and meet me there in Dublin on a sunny summer morning. I've been here and I've been there, I've sought the rainbow's end, but no crock of gold I've found. Now I know that come what will, whatever fate may send, here my roots are deep in friendly ground. For Dublin can be heaven, with coffee at 11 and a stroll in Stephen's Green. There's no need to hurry, There's no need to worry, you're the king, and the lady's a queen. Grafton Street's a wonderland, there's magic in the air. There's diamonds in the lady's eyes and gold dust in her hair. And if you don't believe me, come and meet me there in Dublin on a sunny summer morning. And if you don't believe me, come and meet me there in Dublin on a sunny summer morning.
Now, here are the gang that started it all. I always say this when I'm introducing the Clancy brothers, telling us the story of Mick Maguire. You see, the mother was anxious for the daughter to get married. So then she was courting Mick Maguire, and the mother was always very, very mannerly towards Mick Maguire. And, "Johnny, get up and let Mr. Maguire sit down." But then when the mother got the daughter married to Mick Maguire, well, the mother was, well, her attitude had changed somewhat. Here are the Clancy brothers. Now, where's that tin whistle of mine?
Oh, my name is Mick Maguire, and I quickly tell to you, I'm the young girl I admire, called Katie Donahue. She was fair and fat and forty, and believe me when I say, that whenever I come in at the door, you can hear her mammy say, "Johnny, get up from the fire, get up and give the man a sage. Can't you see it's Mr. Maguire and he's courting your sister Kate? I know very well he owns that farm a wee bit out of the town. And I guess up out of that impotent brat and let Mr. Maguire sit down. Diddly dow 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 diddly dow 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 diddly dow 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 diddly dow 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 dow. I know very well he owns the farm a wee bit out of the town. Hurry, get up out of that, you impudent brat, and let Mr. Maguire sit down. Now the first time that I met her was at the dance at Carnegie, and I very kindly asked her if she'd dance a step with me. Then I asked if I could see her home, if I'd be going her way. Now whenever I come in at the door, you can hear her mammy say, "Johnny, get up from the fire, get up and give the man a sage. Can't you see it's Mr. Maguire and he's courting your sister Kate? I know very well he owns the farm a wee bit out of the town. Hurry, get up for that impudent brat and let Mr. Maguire sit down. Diddly dow 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 diddly dow 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 diddly dow 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 diddly dow dow dow. I know very well he owns the farm a wee bit out of the town. And I guess what better that you impudent brat and let Mr. Maguire sit down. Ah, but now that we are married, sure her mother's changed her mind. Just because they spent the legacy her father left behind. She hasn't got the decency to bid me time a day. Now whenever I come in at the door, you can hear the old one say, "Johnny, come up to the fire, come up, you're sitting in the draft. Can't you see it's old Maguire, sure he nearly drives me daft. I don't know what gets in him, for he's always on the tear. And I just sit where you are, and never you dare to give old Maguire the chair. Diddly dow 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 diddly dow 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 diddly dow 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 diddly dow dow dow. I don't know what gets in him, for he's always on the tear. Or just sit where you are and never you dare to give old Maguire the chair."
That's enough of that, lads. The Clancy brothers and Mick Maguire. Friends, this next song I only heard the other day and it moved me. Now, regular listeners will know that I can be moved very easily by songs. But I, again, like a lot of Irish songs, it needs a little explanation. Many Irish young men left their home in Ireland to go and work in England. They went to work in coal mines, they went to work building roads, they went to work on building sites. My own father did. And they would get up very early in the morning and go and head off for the building site or the mine or wherever they were working, or on the building the London Underground or digging canals. And they left their homes behind them in Ireland, and they would send home money each week. And this is a wonderful song. It's called Paddy. P is for powerful. A is for always being there. D is for doing the best you can. And the other D is for drinking. and the Y is for yearning for home. And again, the very end of the song says, this is the paddy, is the rock on which England was built. And here is the old man reminiscing of his days when he used to work on the building sites, and he's looking now back at his life. And by the way, paddy is not a name that's usually used in Ireland. Most people say Patrick, but when it's outside of Ireland, it's paddy. But here's paddy looking back on his life and reminiscing, and he meets a young man at the end. Here's Mike Denver and paddy. And I just want to ask you, listen to the story.
From his window he watches his people, they come and go on their way, rushing to catch the train homewards, as he often did in his day. Remembers the dark of the mornings, the days he worked in the rain. Good times, the bad times, and the friends that he knew, he'll never see them again. At night when the streets are deserted, except for the takeaway signs, he thinks of the men that he worked with, on the buildings, the roads, and the mines. The girl that he met in the county, thought he might make her his own. Maybe if there was less drinking, he wouldn't have wound up alone.
P is for powerful when put to the test. A is for always doing your best. D is for doing if it can be done.
And G is for drinking when working was done.
Y is for yearning to see home again. Proud to be Irish and hard-working men. Paddy, remember, though your day is done, you're the rock that England stands on. Never explain just what happened. Years seemed to pass like a day. Was it the rain or the shovel? Took the strength from his limbs away. Sometimes he thinks of the boreen that led from his house to the lane, and the fields that he worked with his father. He'll never see them again. P is for powerful when put to the test. A is for always doing your best. D is for doing if it can be done.
And G is for drinking when working was done.
Y is for yearning to see home again. Proud to be Irish and hard-working men. Paddy, remember, though your day is done, you're the rock that England stands on.
As he makes his way back to the shelter, rain starts to fall on the ground. A young man just in from Cork City asked him where work could be found. He said, son, take a long look at Paddy, and remember, whatever you do, this broken old man that you're seeing was once a young fella like you.
He is for powerful when put to the test. A is for always doing your best. D is for doing if it can be done.
And D is for drinking when working was done.
Y is for yearning to see home again.
proud to be Irish, hard-working men. Paddy, remember, though your day is done, you're the rock that England stands on.
Well, my friends, that is a very powerful song. It's a wonderful song. It speaks volumes. And it's very well done by Mike Denver. It's just called Paddy. It comes home to me because that's the sort of life my father led. Now, I led a life of 7 years wonderful happiness in the county of Mayo in the west of Ireland, where I played piano and sang and got up to all sorts of mischief, got married as well, in Ballina, County Mayo. Ballina is on the River Moy, and I played with the Jack Ruan Band in Ballina. So what else could we have? By the way, I'm not on this recording. They recorded it after I left. It's Jack Ruan Jr. Mind you, I don't think he'd appreciate me calling him Junior today, but his interpretation of the River Moy.
Many years I've been in exile, I'll have you all to know. I am from dear old Ballina in the county of Mayo. Many are the pleasant memories that remain forevermore of my native home in Ireland and the place that I adore. Such are the treasured memories that fill my heart with joy. The cool, refreshing waters of the grand old River Moy. You can see its grand cathedral from the bridge at Ardnery, where the fishermen net salmon from the rich pool to Bunry. Many hours I've spent there fishing when I had nothing else to do. My fishing gear no gold could buy, 'twas just an old bamboo. I can still recall quite clearly when I was just a boy, the cool, refreshing waters of the grand old River Moy. My love and I did wander along its banks so green, that leads along by Ren, Mount Falcon and Shrine. Gone our parents and relations, companions old and true, but fond memories of my childhood I will again renew. I'll do the things I oftentimes did when I boy, at the cool, refreshing waters by the grand old River Moy.
Now, the River Moy is world famous for fishing. A little story here, that one particular spring evening when the band wasn't working, the guitar player, a good friend of mine, Joe Sweeney, suggested that we went fishing. Now, my father, and I keep seem to be mentioning my father on the programme today, my father was a wonderful fisherman. He was a sea fisherman, but Joe Sweeney suggested that we would go fishing. So I hadn't got much idea about fishing, but they persuaded me to get into this boat and go on fishing. And they showed me how to cast and spin. Mind you, it took them about 3 hours to do that. And it was a lovely spring evening, and there were four of us in the boat. And we headed off down the River Moy. And they said, right, we could start fishing here. Right, so everybody stood back while I cast. Way splash! And the spoon, as it was called, hit the water, and immediately it was grabbed. Yes, and I got something, and I got all excited, of course, jumping up and down in the boat, nearly drowning everybody. And eventually they calmed me down and showed me how to wind it in. Friends, Joe Bollard hauled in an 8-pound salmon. Yes, on my very first cast on the River Moy. Mind you, I don't think I ever caught anything else afterwards. And I think the salmon was suicidal, to be honest with you. But there it was. Whenever I hear that song, I think of my good friend Joe Sweeney, the guitar player, and my first cast in the River Moy. We're going to have a song now from a very young-sounding Ruby Murray. And she's telling us all about Doonaree. As I say, a very young-sounding Ruby Murray there, and her version of Doonaree, which is in County Cavan, to give it its English name, is King's Court. As I pointed out on Sounds Irish before, many towns, in fact nearly all towns and cities and villages in Ireland, have two names. They have an English name and an Irish name. and that was Doonaree or King's Court in Cavan. Where I live, Bray is Bray Coolin, which is the Irish name for Bray. Now, Philip English is going to tell us the sad story that we've had quite often, but we haven't had Philip's version of it on Sounds Irish, where the young lady leaves her home in Ireland to, well, she goes abroad, she emigrates away to America, and then she comes back because she's very sick. She's the daughter of the widow, and her name is Noreen. She was known to everyone as Noreen Bourne. And the opening line to this is, there's a glen in old Tyrconnell. Again, this is another name. Tyrconnell is another name for Donegal.
There's a spot in old Tyrconnell, there's a wee house in the glen, where lived an Irish colleen, who charmed the hearts of men. She was handsome, hale and hearty, shy and graceful as the fawn. Neighbors loved that widow's daughter, happy laughing Noreen Bourne. Till one day there came a letter with her passage paid to go to the land where the Missouri and the Mississippi flows. So she said farewell to Aaron, that laid you low, my Noreen.